Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
It's time now for another edition of Worth It. This is where we talk with you about the big popular products, consumer items that are all the rage, try and help you figure out whether you find it worth it. Today we're looking at running shoes. Now, they're all said to be quite unique and different. You might have gone to purchase a pair recently and been overwhelmed really with the range on offer and the price. But you might have also noticed that some people seem to run in next to nothing at all. And I don't mean clothing, I do mean footwear, this barefoot running movement. Does that mean that running shoes really aren't worth your money? Helping us through this shoe minefield this afternoon is Andrew Barlow, local podiatrist, director of ParoMed. G'day, Andrew.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
Good. Now, running shoes. Before we get to the ultimate question of whether they really are worth it, can we talk about what it means to say running shoe? I mean, sneaker, jogger, running shoe. What are these shoe options and how are they different from each other?
Well, it depends where we're from and what we're doing. So typically a sneaker would be a fashion type shoe, but often they're fit for purpose. So if we have a trail shoe, that'll be a running type shoe that's made hybrid. So it has some extra grip on the outside. So if we're running over rocky terrain, but it can be more flexible to move across, say, undulating terrain as well, as opposed to a track shoe, which might be a lot lighter weight with maybe some spikes on the front, as opposed to a running shoe that might be for what some of us call running, others might call shuffling.
Yeah, I'm an inner city shuffler.
And then, yeah, obviously we have everything from the weekend warrior, which we call the guy who goes out and tries to, or girl, who tries to run 20 or 30 Ks twice a week, Saturday and Sunday, slowly, to the regular runner who is actually, you know, aspiring to run faster and faster times. So there's a whole different range of running shoes and where they all fit as for purpose.
Okay. So that's the broad spectrum of shoe. And we know that the price can range from $100 to $200. Mm-hmm. Before we get into specifics and the kind of shoe that you might want if you're, say, a park runner on the weekend, this barefoot running movement, to me, that suggests that I need to reconsider the whole idea of putting running shoes on. What's your view on that as a podiatrist?
Well, as a podiatrist, but as a general health practitioner, it's to be used in context. So the barefoot running is like anything. If you wanted to build big, strong arms for go to the beach or nice toned legs, you wouldn't use simply just one exercise the whole time. So you wouldn't be sitting there doing bicep curls or squats all day. So sometimes a barefoot running debate. It's to be used. You wouldn't go and run on rocks or across very rough or perhaps dangerous terrain barefoot. What you would think about doing is perhaps subbing that into your normal training routine, and it might be a short, sharp run, and it might be on an appropriate surface such as beach sand, where you've got to really strengthen. Because what the barefoot running debate is about actually strengthening tissues in the feet to actually withstand different forces. Because our running shoes can certainly limit some of our motion in our feet. So, but if you go from zero to hero, as in you go from a very low intensity to a very high intensity, or a very small amount of running to a large amount of running very quickly, you are very, very likely to cause stress-related injuries, stress fractures or tears or rips or strains. But using some barefoot running in between, just, and you slowly build it up, and it would be one session a week or something like that. I would suggest, though, that you do get the proper advice before you go and do that.
Absolutely.
And don't go crazy.
All right. Andrew Barlow with you, local podiatrist. We're looking at running shoes and what about running shoes makes them worth it. Let's look then at the casual runner, because I feel that if you're really invested in running, you've probably made some attempts to really consult with someone and come up with a whole specialised program, and that would include equipment and gear and stuff. But if you're someone who's thinking, okay, spring is nearly here, I want to maybe shed a bit of winter weight or improve the fitness or not just be sitting around all spring, I think running might be the option. What would be the first steps that you would take to find the right kind of running shoe for you?
Well, excellent. What you've said there is perfect, because often people can walk out that front door and try to run in there in some old set of shoes that they've mown the lawn with and feel like there's a gorilla on their back because they're so old and they're so flat and you're unfit at the same time. So it's important that, as you said, you actually come up with a plan moving forward, and part of that is what your capabilities are from not only from a physiological standpoint, so how much fitness do you have, but how strong are you, is your body, and what's it capable of doing. But then we look to say, well, okay, well, what are we going to be doing and what are we going to be running for and in? And then you go, the best way to do this is to get some idea of your foot function. Because it's very important. Now, shoes are all made up into all different types within the running shoe brands. So you have what's called a neutral shoe. Mm-hmm. So a neutral shoe offers no support. It is a cushioning shoe, and it's for those people who can run quite easily and don't get any pain anywhere. For people who start to get aches and pain, shin pain, knee pain, hip pain, lower back pain when they're running, and it might be anything from a burning to a really dull ache to quite a sharp pain, they've got to start to look for a more specialised shoe that supports their foot when they're running over longer distances, that's going to resist or remove those forces on those tissues that are creating the pain. So that's where it gets a little bit tricky. So a visit to a podiatrist or a store that is able to actually give them good advice, usually using some technology to either look at their gait pattern or assess their gait pattern and see how their legs and feet move to pick the right shoe to put on that right foot. It can be a bit of a minefield for the weekend warrior.
Yeah, but it seems like it would be worth it to at least take steps to get it right, because what could be the impact on you long term if you're running with the wrong running shoes?
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. Well, it will limit you to, you'll typically, and this story might ring true to a lot of your listeners out there, you'll never be able to actually get past a certain state. So you might be able to run 5Ks one day and 5Ks next day. And on that third day, you go out to run and your shins hurt, your feet underneath hurt, and it takes 2 days for that to get better. Then you can run your 5Ks again that next day. And that will be the cycle until your tissues either become a little more resilient to those forces or a little bit stronger, and you're able to run slightly more, or they won't. You'll end up, when you try and push it that extra part, it'll actually take you back, and it'll say no. Your body will say, that's it, we're done, and no more running for you, back on the couch until next spring.
Okay, then. So I suppose, Andrew Barlow, insofar as running shoes and whether they are worth it, your response would be?
Absolutely. The right running shoe will certainly improve your function and improve your intensity and your frequency and your duration of your run. As to that, if you are then suffering more after you've been fitted with a good running shoe, that's where we come in with gait retraining and run coaching as podiatrists, but then also to assess what tissues are sore and whether we need to do some neuromuscular needling or mobilization of joints or things like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. I feel like you've comprehensively answered the question this afternoon, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
Andrew Barlow, local podiatrist, director of ParoMed, and you are on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.